Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Etshalom. We're now on Masechet Rosh Hashanah Amud Aleph. Continuing with our examination of the mitzvah of Shofar, Shalchu Le'Lavu Ad Shmuel. And in this podcast, we're going to focus mainly on the issue of Kavanat. Kfa'o ve'achal matzah, if he was forced and ate matzah yatzah. So Kfa'o man, our examination is, how was he forced? Ilam Kfa'o Shade, if it was a shade, meaning some spasm or some disease got him. Patani, tim chalim mitim shotev. Somebody is sometimes sick, sometimes well, sometimes not in control of himself. Shuchalim ari pikeach chod varav. When he is okay, he's 100% pikeach, 100% chayav in all mitzvot. Shushotev ari kushotev chod varav. When he is not in control of his mind, then he's 100% shotev, which means this guy shouldn't be yotze because he ate it while under the control of something outside of him. So Ravashi shekfahu parsim. Non-Jews forced him to eat. So Amarava zotomer tatukei alashir yatsa. So Rava draws a conclusion and says, if that's the case, when you take a shofar and you blow it just for musical enjoyment, you're yotze if you made the right sounds. So pshita hainuach, it should be the same thing. In other words, all we're concerned with is the end result that you fulfilled the act. So ma'udatei mahatem echol matzam rachmanu v'ha'achil. It might have made the following distinction. The Torah said, eat matzah. You ate. Havalacha zichron truah. Here the shofar is supposed to remind you of a truah, of a mamar har sinai, of whatever it may be. Ktiv ha'mitasik balmahu. And here you're playing around. So kamash balan, that all you did is you heard the sound, that's enough. Alma kasavar rava. So what's rava's basic position? You do not need intent to fulfill a mitzvah in order to fulfill it if you do the act. Eitave, challenge. The first mission in the second paragraph, let's say it was early in the morning, and you were reading from a Sefer Torah, and you read the Parsha and Ratchanan of Shema Yisrael. If you had intent, you're Yotze, but if not, you're not Yotze. So my love, doesn't that mean that you had intent to fulfill the mitzvah, thus disproving the theory that mitzvot en tzrichot kavanah? Lo, likrot, you had intent to read. Likrot ha-kakari, you're reading. What do you mean, intent to read? The answer is b'korei la-hagir. You were reading the Sefer Torah in order to check it and make sure that there were no mistakes. So therefore, you didn't have intent to do an act of reading. You were glossing. And therefore, if you said, oh, I'll read it, then it turns out you're yotze. Toshma, yovra achar bin ha-knesset, o shi'a b'tosamuch bin ha-knesset, our mishnah v'shamal kol shofar kol megillah, again, same thing. My love, isn't that latzeit? No, lishmoa. You intended to listen. Lishmoa, vashama. You heard. Savur chamor ba'omahu. You thought maybe it was a donkey making sounds. In other words, you had to intend and say, as a shofar, I want to listen to the shofar, but not necessarily the shem mitzvah. Eight tevein kaven shomel and kaven mashpirin from mashpirin kaven shomel lo yatsa. If the listener had kavanah, but not the blaster, or vice versa, until both the one making the sounds and the one hearing them have intent. So based on, again, intent for what? Based on kaven shemel and kaven shomea, I understand that the fellow blasting had intent and not the guy listening, because chamor ba'almahu, he thought that's an animal making sounds. And kaven shemel and kaven mashmea, how could you have a case where the fellow listening had intent, but the fellow blasting didn't have intent? Isn't that a fellow who's playing it just for musical? So no, maybe he's just sorry for the pun, sort of horsing around and making all sorts of other sounds, and it happens to be that tekiya comes out. But tokei alashir would be fine because there he's intending to make the sounds of a shofar. He's just not doing it for the mitzvah. Amar Rabbi Elamiata, if that's the case, that the mitzvot ain't srichot coming out, let's take it to the next step. Hayashen bashmini basukah yilkeh. If somebody lives in the sukkah on the eighth day, they should get makot for baltosif, meaning even if they're living, they're not l'shem mitzvah. So Rav's answer is shani umar mitzvot ein over alein ele bizmanan, that you only violate baltosif of adding to a mitzvah, which is the problem here, in its own time, which by the way would mean there's no way to violate a time factor of baltosif. So meitur of shem bar abba minayin l'kohen sholal duchan sholay mahu el benat nali torah v'shut l'varechad yisrael sipracha achat v'shel ingon hashem lo yevotechem yosef aleichem. How do we know that a Kohen who goes up to bless the people shouldn't say to himself, since I have permission from the Torah to bless Israel, I'll add another bracha and quote the pasuk from Dvarim Aleph or wherever it might be? You're not allowed to add even to the words. The idea is even words of blessing. Once you finished all three brachot, shalom, the time is up, and now you're out of the time. Uktani devar, you still violate Bal Tosif, and according to Rava, it should be that at that point you would have to have intent to violate Bal Tosif, and he's not. So we're talking about a case where he did not finish the brachot. Tanya Siem, at the Brita says, if he finished the brachot, he shouldn't add on. The answer is Siem bracha achat. He finished one bracha. Yishvarecha. Vatanya Siem called brachotav. We have another version of the Brita that says he finished all the brachot. He still can't add on. The answer is Shaniacha Kevendi, Lumitrami late Tzibur Achrina, because if he was find another Tzibur dominating, Hatem Avarech, and there are some people who go from place to place, Berchat Kohanim, or they're in a place that has a lot of Minyanim, and they do Berchat Kohanim several times every morning. So therefore, Kulei Yom HaZimnehu. The Zman is really all day. There's no such thing as saying, I did Berchat Kohanim, and now the Zman's up. The Zman is available all day. Humanatem, how do I know that's the case? Ditnan, we have a Mishnah in Zvachim, a very famous dispute between Belezer and Yeshua. Hanitanim b'matana achat, and davum tanim b'matana achat. Let's say you have some blood of a bechor and blood of a maser behema, which both have one matana on the mizbeach. You have no matana achat, so you put the mixture on the mizbeach, matana achat keneged ha'yisod. Matana ba matana arba, let's say you have some chatat blood with some chatat blood. You have no matana arba, put all four. Matana arba matana achat. However, what happens if some bechor blood gets mixed up with some chatat blood? So Belezer Omeri, Natnu Matan Arba, put it on all four corners. Rabbi Yeshua Omeri, Natnu Matan Achat, just put it on one. Amar Lo Belezer, already Uvar Bal Tigras. So Belezer said, then you're diminishing from the mitzvah, you're only doing one when it should be four. Rabbi Yeshua, Ari Uvar Bal Tosif. Rabbi Yeshua says, but if you do four, then the one is now getting more, the dam of the Bechor is on all four, and you're adding. Amar Lo Belezer, Lo Nemar Bal Tosif, Elik Shu Bat Smo. So Belezer says, Bal Tosif is only the thing itself, not when there's a mixture. The thing itself, the Bechor, it can't be done for, but it's Bechor plus. I'm going to be sure that Amar Bal Tigra, like Shubat Smos, use the same argument. Bal Tigra is only when you have the fourth thing that you're doing out of one, but a four and a one together, so do one. The order, remember, sure, here's the second argument. Shalona tata varta Bal Tigra v'lasita masa biyadecha. When you do it my way, which is to only put one, you violated Bal Tigra according to you and according to both of us, but you didn't do anything. Shanatata, but if you put all four of Varta Bal Tosif, you violate the sister prohibition of adding. V'asita maaseh b'yadcha, and you actually did something with your hands. And we always prefer Sheval Taaseh. Now, v'ha, that's the Mishnah. V'ha, given to your Ivle Matana b'Bechor, Avral Izimneh, but think about this, when you got the mixture four and one, once you put the one on for the Bechor is done, its Zman is over. So there's no Bal Tosif according to what we said. Rava's point. Tani davar mishum Bal Tosif. So use the same argument. If there would be another Bechor, you would be able to use this dam. So therefore, kulei yom hazimne, the whole day is its man, like the Berchat Kohanim. So imai doma kazar Rabbi Yeshua mitzvot over alein afilu shlo bizmanan. Maybe not. Maybe Rabbi Yeshua disagrees with this idea that Rav expresses and says that you violate Bal Tosif even after this man. So anan hachi kamrina. This is what our problem is. Why we brought the Mishnah and challenge from there. Rav Shimon bar Abba, my tam shavik manita numotimi brayta. Why did he ignore this Mishnah Zvachim, which was a good proof, and challenge from the brayta about Birchat Kohanim? Lotim manita, he should have gone straight to this Mishnah. It's always a stronger proof, and here a proof against Rava, indicating that you violate Bal Tosif even after the time. The answer might not manita my tam alo motiv. Why didn't he use the Mishnah? Because of this reasoning that if another Bechor would come along, he'd have to use this dam. Therefore, the whole day is its man. So, Praita Nami, same argument. If he finds another Minyan, Hadam Mevarech, he does Berchat Kohanim. And therefore, Kulei Yom HaZimneh, he's still in the day. And therefore, we have not proven, disproven Rava's contention that once the time has passed, you can't violate Bal Tosif, at least without coming up. Shem Bar Abba, so what's his answer? Why did he pick the bright over the Mishnah? Hatam losagi de lo yahiv. When it comes to the dam, you have to put dam on. And therefore, you would have to put dam on. Therefore, it's clearly you're within this man. Hachei bai mevarech, bai lo mevarech. With birchat kohanim, you don't have to run minyan to minyan to do the birchat kohanim. You do it once and that's it. And therefore, you could argue that the braita is a little bit closer to the idea of this man being over and a stronger challenge to Rava. Okay. Now Rava has another piece of the formulation. Rava Marlat Seit Lobai Kavana. You really do not need intent to be Yotzei Mitzvah. That's Mitzvot En Tzrichut Kavana. But La'avor Bai Kavana. You do need Kavana to do the Mitzvah in order to violate Bal Tosif. Which then explains everything that we just did in a neat package. It's not an issue of the Zman being over, but what's your intent? But Rabbi Yeshua said you would violate Bal Tosif without having intent to do so, just by putting the four matanot on. We have to reformulate it. So it takes Rabbi Yeshua into account. To fulfill the mitzvah, you don't need intent. So there we go. And now we put the two pieces together. Within the time frame of the mitzvah, you violate Bal Tosif even if you don't have intent to do so. But if you're doing it after the time or not in its time frame, then you need intent to violate Bal Tosif, saying, I'm doing this in order to add to the mitzvah and go against Hashem's word. Amar Rabbi Zeira l'shamei. Rabbi Zeira told his servant, Ikavein v'tutkali. He said, have intent and blast the shofar for me. Alma kasav mashmiya by kavana. So you see that the one blasting has to have intent to fulfill the mitzvah. What does it help for you to have intent in the back of the house? The fellow blasting isn't having intent for you. And here Rabbi Zera said to his servant, have intent for me and blast. But the guy that you're hearing when you're passing the shul doesn't have intent for you. It doesn't know you're there. The answer is Achav Shteich Tzibur Askinan. The guy blasting it, you're hearing, is the Shteich Tzibur. He's the public agent. The Date Akuli Alma, his intent is for everybody. Anybody who's there and people he doesn't see. Toshman Kavein, as opposed to the servant of this fellow, it's for one person. Kavein Shomea Velodin Kavein Mashmia. Kavein Mashmia Velodin Kavein Shomea Lo Yatsach Kavein Shomea Mashmia. We said both the blaster and the listener have to have intent. So Tani Mashmia Duvido Shomea. You see that they're presented in parallel. The one who's hearing it is fulfilling it for himself. Similarly, the one who's blasting has intent for himself. Uktani lo yatsa. So you say you see you're not yotzei. So you see that you have to have intent for the people. So tanaihi tanya shomea shomea latzmo mashmia mashmia lefidarko. The fellow's mashmia just makes the regular sound. That's a shliach tzibur because he automatically has intent for everybody. Aval biyachid, when you're doing it individually, lo yatzad kavin shomei mashmiya. So that's Rabbi Yossi's opinion that says that the intent that the blaster has to have for each individual is only when he's not shteich tzibur, but otherwise it's an automatic intent for everybody. Okay, the famous last Mishnah in this parak, Vayaka Sheri Moshe Yadov Gai Yisrael, goes back to the war with Amalek. Moshe is up on the hill, Yeshua and his forces are below, and every time Moshe lifted up his hands, Yisrael was victorious. Every time he dropped them, Amalek was victorious. And the famous question, we'll see why this Mishnah is here. Do you think Moshe's hands actually made or lost the war? It means that any time he raised his hands, Am Yisrael would look heavenwards, and they would subjugate their hearts to God. Then they would win. If they wouldn't, then they would fall. Similarly, in Parshat Chukat, Hashem tells Moshe, all the people who are bitten by the snakes should look at this copper snake, the Nechushtan, and we'll see it, and they will be healed. And this, of course, became a big problem. Chizkiyahu destroyed it. You think looking at a copper snake is going to save your life or kill you? Again, the same thing. If Am Yisrael would look towards heaven and subjugate their hearts to God, they would be healed. If not, they would be sicker and die. Okay, so that means that it's really all about, as we saw in the last Mishnah, the triumvirate of halachic incompetence, the deaf mute, the imbas, the person with who's lost his mind and a minor, cannot fulfill the mitzvah for the public. Can't be a bal tkiyah. Zakla, what's the rule? If you yourself are not chayav, you cannot fulfill it for the public. Okay, Tar Rabbanan. This is a bright, it's the beginning of Arachina. Kochem, kiyat shofar. Everybody's chayav. Konim, levim, Yisraelim, gerim, adim, shucharim. Tum, van, droginos. They're chayav. A tumtum is somebody with no primary sexual characteristics, and androgynous is with both. Even somebody who's a half Eved, half Ben Chorin, we've discussed this several times, created the simplest example is an Eved who was somebody's property. The fellow died. His two sons inherited. One son freed his half. Tumtum, tumtum cannot blast a shofar even in front of the tumtum or for anybody else. Androgynos, androgynos can blast for another androgynos, but nobody else. A half Eved, half Ben Chorin cannot blast for anybody, whether a half Eved, half Ben Chorin or not. All right, let's analyze this paraita. Amramar. Hakol chayv mitkiat shofar, konin levim yisraelim pshita, it should be obvious. If Kohanim Levim Yisraeli are not obligated in Shofar, who is? The answer is Kohanim Mitzri Chalei. We needed to mention Kohanim, because Salka Data Chamein Amad have thought to say, it's a day of Truah, meaning a special day of Truah. Only people who never hear the Shofar except once a year, they're Chayav. Hani Kohanim, but they have Tkiot every time Chasot Alotechem, the Korbanot, we saw it at the end of Masachet Sukkah. Eima lo lichayvu, so then perhaps they're not chayav. So kamash malan that they are. So midami, what, there's no comparison. Hatam chatzotzot v'achas shofar, during the year they're blasting the chatzotzot, not the shofar. So that can't be the reason. Elit starch sakadat chamein who il v'tnan shavya yovel roshanah l'tkiyah l'rochot. Since the Mishnah earlier in our parak, we saw that yovel of Yom Kippur is the same as Rosh Hashanah for tkiyat shofar and brachot. So I would have thought man di'ite mitzvata yovel, only those people who are affected by yovel. Iteb mitzvah de Rosh Hashanah. Maybe they're chayav in Rosh Hashanah. V'hani kohanim oyel v'itanu mitzvah de Yovel. Kohanim and Levim are not affected by Yovel. Ditnan, the Mishnah in Arachim says, kohanim levim ochrim le'olam v'gualim le'olam. They can sell, they can redeem. At any point, Yovel doesn't change their status of their field. E mitzvah de Rosh Hashanah lo lechayvu. Therefore, they may not, perhaps they are not chayav in Shofar of Rosh Hashanah. Kamash Malan, therefore, I have to say, kohanim and Levim are also chayav. Okay, in the Brayta we said Mishachetzu Eved Chetzu Ben Chorin Enam Otsiyatar Emino Velo Cheinu Mino. Half Eved, half Ben Chorin cannot fulfill it for himself, for even for another half Eved, half Ben Chorin. Am Rav Huna Latzmo Motzi said, but he could do it for himself. Rav Nachman Rav Huna, Rav Nachman challenged him and said, Maishta Lachem Delo, why can't he do it for others? Delo Ati Tzad Avdut Mapik Tzad Cherut. His half of Avdut, which is Patur from the Mitzvah, because an Eved is exempt from Mitzvot Aseh Shazman Grama, cannot fulfill it on behalf of the free side of the person who's listening. So Latzmonami, even for himself, the half of him, his whole body is blasting, so the half of him that's an Eved cannot fulfill it on behalf of the other half of him, which is Chayat. Elam Rav Nachman fixed what Rav Huna said, Af Latzmon Eino Motzi, cannot even Motzi himself. We have a bright that says, Mishachetzu v'chetzu b'chorin, af latzmoin motzi, cannot be motzi, even himself. Tani ava b'reidu abizera, very famous sugya. Kol abrachot kulan, for all brachot, af b'shiatza motzi, even though you already fulfilled it, you could do it again to be motzi others. Chutz b'chat alach v'ratayim, except for brachot dananin, brachot over food. Shim lo yatza motzi, if you have not yet done it, you can motzi, you want to eat an apple, and you haven't eaten an apple yet in the last little bit, and there's other people there who want to, you could everybody take your apple, I'll say, Bore Prayates, me motzi you. Maybe outside, and motzi. But if you already said Bore Prayates, and then you got a group comes and says, oh, we please make the bracha for us, you may not do so. Why? And the simple explanation of Rashi is, loli tani velo livrich. There's no obligation for them to eat apples. So let them not get done on, not make the bracha. However, they are obligated, to shake a lulav. They are obligated, to count Sfirat Omer. So you can make the bracha for them, even though you already made it for yourself. The beautiful, beautiful Ran here, who says that since there's another Jew in the world who has not fulfilled that mitzvah, you have not completely fulfilled the mitzvah either, and therefore it's a notion of arvut, and therefore you are justified in making the bracha again. So Bari Rava, Rava now mixes the two together. Berkata lechem shel matzah. What about making the bracha hamotzi lechem in aretz at the seder over the matzah? Berkata en shel kiddush or brei pregafen over kiddush hayom mahu. After all, they're brachot hananin, but they're necessary for the mitzvah. Kevin de chovahu ma'apik. Since they're obligatory, you can be motzi odilma bracha lav chovahi. The chovah is not the bracha. The chovah is the kiddush part, which is not the brei pregafen or the eating the matzah. So Toshman Ramashi Kavin and Bera Papi Avimikarishlan. when we were in Rav Papi's Beit Midrash, he would make Kiddush for us. Coming from the field, he would make Kiddush for them too. So you can make Kiddush twice, three times. Somebody comes over, doesn't know how to make Kiddush, you make Kiddush again, including Bar Pregafen. Tan Rabbanan, Lo Yifros Adam Prusala Orchin. You should not cut bread, meaning, and make Hamotzi, Elim Kain or Cheleman, unless you're eating with them. In other words, to make Hamotzi and not eat, you can't do. You could do it for your family. Little kids, you have to teach them mitzvot. You could teach them bracha b'motzi, even if you're not eating. But if it's a question of reading Hallel or the Megillah, even though you already fulfilled it, you could do it again. And because, of course, that is an obligation that they're obligated in, and based on the rule of Rabbi Zera, Av, Rabbi Zera's son, Av Bishiatza Motzi applies there. We have completed a successful era study of the third parak of Masachet Rosh Hashanah. We'll begin the final parak, Yom Tov Shoshana Shachal Yom B'Shabbat, in the next podcast. Meantime, we should have a wonderful day.